Devin Huff, who is here with me this morning. We released this bid on March the 23rd, closed last week. We received responses from four different companies on this particular bid: Jernigan, Track, Buchanan, and APAC. All of those four bid responses fully qualified for full review, which Mr. Huff and Assistant Taney County Highway Administrator Brown took possession of copies of those responses for complete and thorough review. Each of you should have a copy of my bid recommendation form based on what Mr. Huff and Mr. Brown were able to determine through the review process. As such, we're here this morning to recommend all four of those responding vendors in order of the prices that they submitted in a fashion of A, B, C, and D. This method was fully detailed in the instructions in the bid for each vendor. All of these responding vendors initialed that instruction, which basically serves the county in a different light than what we've done in years past, primary, secondary, tertiary, as example. In this instance, we're at liberty to use, at will, as needed, each or any of those particular supplying vendors based on our geographical locations of project sites, the location of our county equipment regarding where the depositories are for us to pick up that product, load it accordingly, etc. For clarification purposes, we separated the bid requests into two categories, first one being category for when loaded and scaled by the supplier, and all four of the vendors I've mentioned responded to that category, prices as indicated in the form in front of you. Category two, we asked, and this is a new twist this year, for loaded and scaled by county employees, and we only received one response there, and that was from Jernigan, so we're recommending them for the sole vendors in that particular category. If there's any questions regarding the methodology, I'm available to answer those. But at this point, I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff, who's probably ready to talk about the savings that this will bring to the county regarding mileage and avoidance of having trucks to drive, for instance, all the way from Pro Tem to Hollister or Branson to get a load when they can take advantage of closer geographical locations. Evan?
Good morning. Do you all have any questions? I don't know how detailed you want to get.
Why is the, on the category two, why is the price so much more expensive than if they load it?
Because of the initial time of mobilizing and crushing.
So they don't have this product readily available, they'd have to go out and...
They will crush it and it'll be available.
Okay.
But I'm hoping to prove our point to that on how much we would use to where that price could maybe go down in the future. The way it figures now, I mean, if you go to Branson and get a load, by the time you get your fuel, your labor, your wear and tear, all of that, that is what we're basically spending per ton anyway, except for on the half and three-eighths chips.
You mentioned Ridgedale. I'm speaking if you're at Ridgedale. Right. Which is the...
Well, Jernigan's got one out at Hollister, you know, and at times could be convenient to go there rather than going all the way up 248 to the other quarry, you know, be time savings. It wouldn't be like it would be all of it, you know, it would be on occasion.
So then by accepting it, this way, then it would be depending on where you were at in the county.
Correct.
With the
Correct.
How are these bids compared to last year's, do you know?
Pretty good.
Are they in line with, or?
Yeah. A and B are, I can't speak for C.
Okay.
Because they haven't, they've reorganized and starting off strong again.
Have you had any problems in the material that you're getting from either A, B, or C?
A or B, I can't speak for C because it's been a long time since we used the product, but I don't see any problem with it. I mean, I can go look at the quarries. We can have it tested at any time to make sure it meets all the specs, and we will have on certain product. I especially do that with the 3/8 chips.
So if you did have a problem, you got the option going with the other supplier.
Yes.
Easier in this regard than in primary, secondary.
Okay. Looks like it'd be in the best interest of the county.
And there's been times where you may run one out of a product and you need to go to another one. But as soon as they got it back on the ground, we would go back to that. That doesn't happen very often.
And they all bid the product with this understanding it was A, B,
right.
C.
Right, yes, it was in the bid packet.
You guys have any other questions?
I don't.
Move to award bid number 201903-427 for aggregate rock to Table Rock Asphalt Company as A supplier, APAC as B supplier, Jernigan as C supplier, and Buchanan as D supplier for category 1 labeled as loaded and scaled by supplier.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Move to award bid number 201903-427 for aggregate rock to Jernigan for category 2 labeled as loaded and scaled by county.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Do we need to put the location on that that would be done out? Or
I don't believe so. Okay.
That's how they did it at Hilda, so no.
Yeah. We have a second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commission. I will issue a contract draft for an initial period of 12 months with 3 1-year renewals based on agreeable pricing. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roadrunner Safety Services Incorporated, Terms and Conditions for Rental of Traffic Control Devices, number 19-022RB.
I have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 1st, 2019, and he approves the terms and conditions as well.
Is this the
one?
I
believe it's noted the two concerns that he had, and those were addressed in the new agreement. This is one that we tabled for that.
And right. That's,
they agreed with those and addressed them.
That's what I was going to ask. Do we have the newest letter from him, though?
Yes.
I still have the old letter.
I did have.
Yeah, this one's March 1st. The one that's in here.
Right.
Do you have a copy of one?
I don't.
Here you go. I got it.
Oh. Here.
Oh, no, that's the old one.
That's a...
Okay. Yep, that's what I was looking for. Do you want this part of this?
Is it not in there?
Uh-uh.
It's not in there, yeah.
You want this copy back and then
put it? Fine.
Okay.
This morning, I think. I'm not sure.
Is that it, I guess? April 10th is when the changes were made. Okay.
I think they're in red.
Yep. Move to approve the agreement by and between Roadrunner Safety Services Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Missouri State Agency for Surplus Property, authorization to inspect and sign for federal surplus property. Don't need authorization.
Pretty sure that was for removing Harlan and the data.
And because we had a change, we've had a couple retire.
Mm-hmm. And those. It is, and adding to.
Okay. Make the motion that we remove Harlan Collins and David Stottle from the surplus property, Missouri Agency for Surplus Property Authorization form to sign, and add Brian Jennings and Jeff Greenwood to be signers on the federal surplus property.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal of highway track oil number 19045RB.
You guys have any questions on this?
No, just a renewal, right?
Yep.
I don't.
Move to approve the notice of renewal agreement by and between Coastal Energy Corporation and Taney County.
Second for discussion. Do we need to add highway track oil? Or do we just have the one?
Is that, is there two different agreements here?
It's supposed to be tack oil, no?
Tack oil. Tack oil.
It's this renewal with Coastal and us, right? We're just approving this renewal.
It's an
okay.
Automatic renewal.
Second.